ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated Le'ili Nishmas Reb Rafael Ben Reb Moshe.
Bechoris Daf Mem. Now before we start the sugya over here in Daf Mem Amed Aleph, we'll just finish the sugya earlier in Lamentes Amed Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the sugya of Chisorin Mibifnim, Shmei Chisorin Oiloi Shmei Chisorin. The Gemara in Amed Beis and Lamentes Amed Beis says Lime Katanoi. The Gemara wants to suggest that this din, the shaila of the Gemara, whether chisorim mibifnim is called a chisorim or not, this depends on the machlokes tanoim, that there's machlokes benegea the alochas of Sirius, umolch vechosus venosuk vechorus. We have a theory in machlokes, and the Gemara over there says that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that the mum of molch vechosus venosuk vechorus is af bebeitzim, like the maskona af bebeitzim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and the Blezer ben Yaakov holds that it's only begid. And the Gemara explains, maila behokam iflegi, that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that this din, these mumin are also benegea, the beitzim also, is because he holds a chisorim mibifnim, shmei chisorin. Mashinkin Blezer ben Yankiv argues because he holds chisorim mibifnim, lo shmei chisorin. This is the Gemara's suggestion, chatchila, leime katanoi, that the machlikas tanoim depends whether we hold chisorim mibifnim, shmei chisorin or not. Now there's a very sadistic akash over here, a strong question, Ebchaimoizer in Achiezer, in Chilik Beisim el Amedaled or Isbeis, he asks that Be'emes we have to understand the Havamin of the Gemara. That the Gemara wants to say that the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Yankev depends on this Shaila whether Chisorin Mibifnim Shmei Chisorin or not. Says Ebchaimoizer, the Gemara said clearly on Lametes Amed Aleph that this Halocha of Chisorin Mibifnim is involved as we're discussing a new din of the halacha of chisorin, which the pasuk tells us a tomim yeh le'otzoin, which is asay. There's a asay that you have to be makriv a korban when it's tomim, and when the behemah has a chisorin, even though it is not nichlal, it's not included in the parasha of mumin. There's no lav to be makriv this korban on the mizbeach, and so too by b'chur, this will not allow us to go and be poyda the b'chur. But al kopami, it's enough to say that he's a chisorin, he's missing in the halacha of tomim yeh le'otzin. And therefore, someone who's makriv this behim on the mizbeach is going to be over asay of tomim yeh le'otzin. This is Gemara explains at the end of Lametes Amed Aleph. So says Reb Chaim Oizer, we have to understand how could the Gemara over here tell us that the reason why Yehuda holds that the din of a molch v'chosus v'nosuk v'chorus applies also to the beitzim is because he holds that chisorin mibifnim shemei chisorin. Over here, it is clear in the Pasuk that the Pasuk over here in the Torah is not referring to the halacha of chisorin. We're discussing Hilchus Mumin. The Pasuk says, Leisakrivu, it's a mum. It's a mafurish in the Psukim that these things are included in Mumin. How can the Gemara say over here that the only reason why Yehuda holds it's a problem is because of the chisorin mibifnim, shmei chisorin, which l'chir is not din mum, it is only a say and a bittel of the din of tomim yeh le'otzin. More so, says Reb Chaim Oizer, Reb Yehuda's there, Reb Yehuda says, af bebeitzim. It is not just in the gid, like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, but it is also in the beitzim. Now, in the gid, this is begolui, like the Gemara says in Maskona, this is definitely a mum. This is not called a chisorim mibifnim. Memela over there would be aloch of a mum. Mashinkin in the beitzim, it is only a din of chisorim mibifnim, which the Gemara says in the Havamina, it has aloch of chisorim. So l'chir will come out very interesting that when Reb Yehuda says af bebeitzim, he's be'emes saying two different alochas. He's saying that the alocha by the gid is going to be a mum. Mashinkin on the beitzim, even though he says af bebeitzim, it's not really including together and it's not one halocha. There's two different dinim. The gid has a halacha of a mum, and the beitzim have a halacha of chisorin, which as we said, the Gemara says mefurish, it doesn't have a halacha of a mum, there's no lav, and a bechur is not nishchat, if it has this problem of a molch v'chosos in the beitzim, because it's only a din of chisorin. Says Reb Chaim Oizer, the whole Gemara is very hard to understand. How can the Gemara say that this din of Reb Yehuda is only because of the parsha of chisorin? So be'emes the Gemara in the Maskona, is chuzer, and the Gemara says, no, the machlikas is not because of chisorin. The machlikas is be'emes and ilchus mumin. And the Gemara says, the discussion is this called enough begolui to say that he's called a balmum? Says Reb Chaim Oizer, the maskona is very gishmak, that this is a parsha of mumin. But bichlal, we have to understand what was the havamin of the Gemara to suggest that the din of Reb Yehuda is only because of the aloch of chisorin. L'chiria, this is not enough to be called a mum, like the Gemara says on Amad Aleph. And Mamela, L'chiria, the Gemara over here doesn't allow Reb Yehuda to say af bebeitzim if it's two different halachas, begid is a mum, and bebeitzim is only a problem of chisorin. So to the Biskari over here in Chidushim, also, he asks very strongly on the Gemara, what was the Gemara's Havamina? He explains that Chaim Arizal, very Yisoidusig in the Kuda, in the Pshat of the Gemara in the Havamina, that of course you have to say, the Gemara knows that the Pasuk over here is in Pasuk in Pashas Mumin, and therefore anything which is included in Molch v'chosus v'nosuk v'chorus, and Reb Yehuda says this is going and is referring to the Beitzim also, then of course we have to say that this is a Mum, and it is not just a Din Chisorin. The reason why the Gemara says that it is Tolui, and it depends on the Machlokes whether we hold Chisorin mi bifnim, Shmei Chisorin or not, is because the Gemara means to say like this, that Reb Yehuda, the reason why Reb Yehuda says that the Pasuk is referring to the Beitzim also, what allows him to suggest and to say that the Pasuk is referring to the Beitzim is because anyway the Hakrova cannot be done on this behemah if he has a problem in the Beitzim because of the Halacha of Chisorin Mibifnim, Shmei Chisorin, Memela, anyway he cannot be Makiv this Korban, and when the Torah says Lois Hakrivu, it also includes this behemah because Lemaisa, at the end of the day, this behemah does not have a Hakrova because of the Din Chisorin. And Memela, since He doesn't have a Hakrova, we say that he's included in the Pasuk, and now that he's included in the Pasuk, we say that it is a Gzeis HaKosuv, even though normally there's no Din Mumin. Over here, this Chisorim Mibifnim does yeah have a Loch of a Mum, it has a Loch of a Mum enough to say that he's a Lav of Lois HaKrivu, and Hu Adin, so too, you're allowed to go and Shecht a Bechor Mibachutz, on this mum of the Beitzim, because he's now included B'gzeis HaKosuv, that this Chisorin Mibifnim, the Torah recognizes, and the Torah says that this Chisorin is different than all other Dini Chisorin, which we said in Gemara Amud Aleph, is only a Din Chisorin. Over here, there's a G'zeis HaKosuv, that he gives it a Torah's mum. But the only reason why Reb Yehuda says that it is referring to the Beitzim also is because he holds that Chisorin Mibifnim Shmei Chisorin, and anyway there would be no Akrova because he will be Mevatel the Mitzvah Saseh of Tomim Yeh, and therefore this is included in the Pasuk, and now Gzeis HaKosuv of Chisorin Mibifnim Shmei Chisorin tells us that he's a Mum. Memela says of Chaim Arizal, very Yisoidusig in Akuda, that even in Havamin of the Gemara doesn't mean to say that it is only, the whole problem is only a problem of Chisorin. Chisorin Mibifnim is just the reason why we say that the Pasuk is referring to the Beitzim also, but now we say that since it's included in the Pasuk, it is Be'emes Apsul Mum, and it has all the halachas of Hilchis Mumin, and when Be'emes allowed to shecht the Korban Mibachutz, a Bechor, doesn't need any pidyon, and you're allowed to be able to shecht him on these, according to Haman of the Gemara, on the Beitzim, because he has a halacha of a mum, even according to the Haman of the Gemara. This is how Reb Chaim Arizal explains the Gemara in the Havamin. The Maskonet of the Gemara says, no, this is not the Pshat. Everyone agrees that Chisorin Mibifnim, Loi Shmei Chisorin. This is like the Tzak over here, the Tzoyin Kodshim is Magia and Rashi, that everyone holds Chisorin Mibifnim, Loi Shmei Chisorin. And the reason why Beitzim, Reb Yehuda holds that it's a mum, is because it is called a mum Shebegolui, like the Svarus in the Gemara. Now with this, Reb Chaim Arizal explains, and this leads us to the next point in the Gemara, very widely discussed in the Sforim of the Achrinim, a mastira, big stira in the Psiske or Rambam, how the Rambam paskins the Halacha, the Maskona in this Machlokes between Reb Yehuda, Reb Elazar ben Yankev, and Reb Yosi, the different deis over here in Molch v'Chosus v'Nosuk v'Choros. There's another Gemara in Shas, the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara over there is discussing the Halachas of Shem v'Ayin. The Eved Kanani, he's Yoitza B'Shen V'Ayin, if the Odoin knocks out the Shen and the Ayin, on Huadin, any Rosh Evorim, same too, the same din applies, that if the Odoin damages the Rosh Evorim, Shein on Chuzrim of the Eved, then the Eved is Yoitza L'Cheirus. This is the Aloch of Eved Kanani, that is Yoitza B'Shen V'Ayin. The Gemara over there in Kedushin Chafei Amad Aleph discusses, what would be the Aloch if the Odoin is Mesaris, the Eved bebeitzim, he takes away his beitzim, and therefore, the Shaila is, do we say that these beitzim are enough to be called the Eved begolui, to say that it is like Shen v'ayin, dumya the Shen v'ayin, that Eved is Yotze l'cheirus. And the Gemara over there says that Rebbe holds that Sirus is also bebeitzim, and the Tanakama disagrees, this is Machlokes, between Rebbe and the Rabbonon, if the din Sirus bebeitzim is enough to say that the Eved is Yotze l'cheirus. Now the Gemara over there in Kedushin, Chafei Amad Aleph, Chafei Amad Beis, The Gemara over there says that this depends on our machlokes, which the Gemara over here in Bechorius says a machlokes between Reb Yudah and Reb Lezer ben Yankiv, if there's a din of serious bebeitzim, is this called a balmum or not? And says the Gemara that if it's called a mum, then it is called a mum shebegolui, and memela evet is yotze lecherus, because it has alocha just like Shem Ba'ayin is got in Mumbegolui. Mashainkin according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, who holds that only the Gid is called Begolui, but the Beitzim does not have alocha of the Golui, then Eved is Einu Yotze Lechirus. This is the Gemara in Kedushin Chofei Yomid Beis. Now the Rambam, in Hilchus Bias Mikdosh, in Perik Zayin Alocha Ches, he paskins that the alocha is that Behema is called a Balmum, even if he has a problem in the Beitzim, like the Shita of Reb Yehuda. And L'chiri, according to the Gemara in Kedushin, this should come out, that Memela, so too the Alocha should be, that Eved should be Yotze L'chirus, because it has Alocha of Eved Shebegolui. And if we look in the Rambam, in Hilchus Avodim, in Perik Hei Alocha Daled, Benegea the Dine of Shem Ve'ayin, over there the Rambam paskins, not like a Yehuda, and the Rambam says, HaMesaris Avdi Bebeitzim, Einu Yotze L'chirus, because it is not called Eved Shebegolui, and not like Shita of Rebbe over there in Kedushin. Asks over there the Lechem Mishnah, so to the Biagro in Yor Yodea Simirish Samach Zayin Oisayin Aleph. They ask on the Rambam that how can a Rambam paskin over here in our Gemara like Shita of Yehuda that the Beitzim have a Alocha of a Mum Shebegolui, and when it comes to the Alocha of Shem Ve'ayin, he paskins that Einu Yotze L'chirus, which is like the Shita L'chirus of Reb Lezer ben Yankiv, and the Gemara over there in Kedushin says clearly that the two Gemaras are Tolu Yobaho, it depends on the same Shaila, do we say it's called Begolui, or do we say it's not called Begolui? That's Ms. Yosef over there in Kedushin Chofei, he says an interesting teretz. He says that the Rambam can say he paskins like a Yehuda only L'chumra, that he cannot be Makiv this Behemoth on the Mizbeach. But Mashain came when it comes, Lekula, and we want to go and be mafsid odoy money, then we say that Einu Yotze L'chirus, coming to Mechavei Oliver Raya, and therefore we do not allow that the Eved should go out L'chirus. But Reb Chaim Oizer, we mentioned this Reb Chaim Oizer over here, in Simel Amedaled, or his base, he asks on Atzeres Yosef, that the Rambam clearly paskins our Gemara, so too Legab Hilchus B'chirus, and in Hilchus B'chirus we're allowed to go and shech the Korban B'chutz, because of this mum of Reb Yehuda, that's a mum bebeitzim. So we see clearly that the Rambam seems to take on this din of Reb Yehuda, even Lekula also, not just Lechumra, Legabe Issa, Hakrova, Al Gabe Amizbeach. Memela says Reb Chaim Oizer, it's very shred the Teretz of Atzmes Yosef, Lechuri, it's Mefurish in the Rambam, that the Alocha of our Gemara of Reb Yehuda has got din Golu, even Lekula, and Masha'in Kein, Legabe the Hilchus of Shem Ve'ayin, we find that the Rambam paskins that the din of Shem Ve'ayin is Einu Yotze L'chirus. We have to understand why did the Rambam not paskin like the Gemara in Kedushin, who says clearly that the two sugyas are Tolu Yobo. Now, Be'emes, Reb Chaim Oizer says that according to what he explained earlier in the Gemara, that the Habamin of the Gemara also didn't mean to say that the Shita of Reb Yehuda is only a psul of Chisorin. But the reason why the Gemara says that it's totally on Chisorin Mibifnim is because if we hold Chisorin Mibifnim Shmei Chisorin, then we can say that it's included in the Pasuk and now Migzeris HaKosuv has a loch of a mum. Then says Reb Chaim Oizer, we can say that the Rambam himself, he paskins l'aloche that Chisorin Mibifnim Shmei Chisorin. Mamela, since Rambam paskins Shmei Chisorin, he can paskin like the Havamina of the Gemara. And we can say that the reason why according to Reb Yehuda it's called a mum is not like the maskona that Reb Yehuda holds misvara, it's called a mum shebegolui. The reason is because Reb Yehuda holds that chisorin mibifnim is also called a chisorin, and this is what includes the mum in the beitzim into the posuk, and this allows it to get a toyas mum because of the alocha of chisorin mibifnim shmei chisorin. Memela, says Reb Chaim Oizer, if we would say that the Rambam paskins like the Havamin of the Gemara, then Memela he doesn't paskin like the Gemara in Kiddushin, and he holds that when you want to know, does Eved go L'chirus, over there it depends only if it's a Begolui, or if it's a Beseise, it has to be just like the Shen Ve'ayin, that the Shen Ve'ayin or Ivorim Begolui, and since the Rambam paskins like the Havamin of the Gemara, and the Gemara in the Havamin took on, that even according to Reb Yehuda, it is called the Chisorim Mibifnim, it is not called the Chisorim Mibachutz Begolui, Memela, says Reb Chaim Oizer, we can say very well that the Rambam paskins are Einu Yotze L'chirus because it's not Dumya the Shem Ve'ayin. The Gemara in Kedushin, that the Gemara over there is Mavua, that's Tolu or Behor, the two sugyas, and the two halachas depend one on another, it is because the Gemara over there is going the maskana of our Gemara, that we hold chisorin mibifnim, loishmi chisorin, and the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is called a mum, is because it's got a din of a mum shebegolui, and therefore the Gemara holds that it's toli abaho, that if it's got din mum shebegolui, so too, it's as eved yoitze lecherius, because it's dumya, the shem ve'ayin, it's similar to the shem ve'ayin, which is begolui. But the Rambam who paskins chisorin mibifnim, shmei chisorin, he can paskin like the avamina of the Gemara, and it is not called begolui, and therefore eved eini yoitze lecherius. But legabe hilchas mumin, this is enough to be included in the pasuk of umolch v'chosus v'nosuk v'chorus, that it is referring to the beitim also, like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So this is how Reb Chaim Eizer sets up the sugya over here, and he answers the piskei harambam from the kasha of lech mishnah and the goyin from the stira in the two sugyas. Even though Reb Chaim Eizer ends that if the maskona of our gemara is that chisorin mibifnim loishmi chisorin, we have to be able to understand why did the Rambam paskin alocha that chisorin mibifnim shmei chisorin, and he brings down already that the minchas chinuch in mitzvah rish peivov already asks this kash on the Rambam that the Rambam lechirish of the paskin alocha that chisorin mibifnim loishmi chisorin like the pashtis the maskona of our Gemara. Now in this ikka stira of the Rambam, which we mentioned the Lech Mishnah and the Goyin, they ask a kasha on the Rambam, that the Rambam in our sugya he paskins like a Yehuda, that if it's a mum in the Beitzim, it's called a mum shebegolui, and the Gemara in Kedushin, in the Hilchas Avodim, there the Rambam paskins that eved eino yoitze lechirus, it is not called a mum. In this ikka stira in the Rambam, there's another mahalach from the Usameach in Hilchas Avodim over there in Peik Zayin Aloch Adalid, and the Yisameach explains that there's a very fundamental difference between the two sugyas. The Gemara by us, in Bechiris, when we're discussing Hilchos Mumin, Be'emes, even if the Mum is not Begolui, the Mum is Beseise, is in a hidden place, you cannot see the Mum, this is also enough to say that the Behema is a Mum. The Shem Mum does not need to be Begolui, it can be called a Mum, even inside also. The reason why there's a din that we need to have a halacha of a mum shebegolui is because the Gemara at the beginning of the period we learned from the halacha of the pasuk of koil mum ra, it says in pasuk mum ra, and a bad mum is only called if it's a mum shebegolui, only if it's a nikah, if it's a mum hanikah, then we can include this mum in a mum ra. But if it's a mum shebeseisa, even though he's actually called a mum, but it is not enough for Hilchas Mumin in the Torah. We need to have a mum ro, we need to have a bad mum, which means a mum anika, and not a mum, which is only a mum shebeseisa. So this is over here, the halacha of a mum. The reason why we need to have a din of mum shebegolui is in order that he should be included in a din of mum ro. Masha'in Kain over there in Hilchas Avodim, where the halacha is, has to be dumya de shen ve'ayin, it has to be similar to the shen ve'ayin, which is begolui. Over there, the thing which has to be begolui is the eva itself has to be begolui, not the mum. The eva is what has to be begolui, just like the shen, the teeth of the person, and the ayin are begolui. So too, every single eva has to be begolui. Masha'in Kain, the beitzim, there's a machlekes in the Gemara if this is called begolui or if this is not called begolui. Now, Mamela says a Meir Simcha, even though the Rambam Lalocha over here, Paskins, that the din is like a Yehuda, or that any mum in a Beitzim has a locha of a mum shebegolui, one can say that Enechanami, the Eva of the Beitzim itself is not called begolui, but Al Koponim, the mum, has a locha of a mum, even Beseisa also. The only thing which has to be begolui in order to be called a mum ra will be enough as long as it's Nikami Bachutz. As long as we can see mibachutz the damage which goes on inside, this is enough to say that it's called a mum ra, even though the actual eva is still called a eva mibifnim. Mamela, when we're dealing with the our halacha of the Gemara by us, that the Gemara via says svaris in shitas Reb Yehuda, that the din of beitzim is enough to have a mum, these all svaris in the halacha of mumin, which has a din of a mum ra, that the only thing which has to be is that it should be nikah mibachutz. We should be able to see from the outside the damage which is going on within. Masha'in Kain, in the case of Ivorim, which with the Gemara over there needs in Kedushin, that the Eved should go lecherus, he should go out free. Over there we need to have that the Ike Eva has to be begolu, he has to be bachutz. And these svaris of the Gemara will never be enough to say that this Eva of the Beitim is called the Eva shebegolu. And therefore the Rambam over there paskins that ain't no yitzel lecherus, because for a mum, he's nika, he's noticeable mi bachutz, But al kaponim, the eva itself is not mi bachutz. The eva itself has to be begolui dumi yedushem ve'ayin. Now, says a meir simcha in Yisameach, even though the Gemara over there is mashma, that it is toli abaha, the two Gemaras depend one another, and now we're saying that there's two different halachas, one of them is the mum has to be nikah, and one of them the eva has to be nikah. Says a meir simcha, the Gemara over there only means the other way around, that the mandoma over there in the Gemara says that the loshoin, the Gemara over there is discussing the tongue, which is also this kind of eva which is inside. The Gemara over there says that if we hold that is enough to say that he's called a mum, even though the eva is inside, then we'll say that you see by avodim, you see that by hilchas avodim, also it is enough, as long as it is noticeable on the outside, and memelu adin on the beitzim also, this would be enough. But the other mandoma who holds that it's not a mum, the reason why he holds it's not a mum is because he holds that we need to have the actual eva, should be begolui, should be bachutz, and memelu this is never enough for our Gemara, because the Gemara over here is only a svara in the mum that is nikah mibachutz. Masha'inkin over there, it is not enough that which is noticeable. We have to actually have the actual eva has to be called eva mibachutz dumya d'shem ve'ayin. This is how Rami Simcha explains the steer between the Rambam. Now we're discussing two different sugyas. Our sugya is discussing the nikah if it is noticeable mibachutz, and the Gemara over there depends on whether the eva itself is called hapi alocha. He has a halacha of the eva mibachutz, or he has a halacha of the eva mibifnim. And with this, Rami Simcha explains another steer in the Rambam, which we'll see later in the Gemara in Mem Amud Aleph, that the Gemara over there says, the Mishnah, and the Gemara says, Masisim mani abiyudihi, that if Yoiv hamedabe shabil shoinoi is nital, if Yoiv hamedabe in the loshen on the tongue is missing from the behemoth, then this is called a mum. Yabuda says that in order to be called a mum, this is Lashon of the Mishnah, Yoiv hamedaber b'lashoino is taken away, this is called a mum in a behemah. And the Rambam paskes this halacha, that if we have the tongue of the behemah is missing, the chelek which he speaks from, Yoiv hamedaber b'lashoino, this is called a mum. Now if you look in Hilchas Avodim, over there in Hilchas Avodim, b'negea the halacha, whether the Eved is Yoitze Lecheirus, if he goes out free from his Odoin, if he took away the Chilek of the Medabesh of Elishoinoi, the Rambam paskins, that ain't a Yoitze Lecheirus, but Nital Aloshin. Says the Rambam, that there's a difference between the Mumin in the Behemah, which the Rambam paskins is called a Mum, whereas the Alocha of Eved, that is Eino Yetzel Lecheirus, says the Rambam, Aloshin is Eino Yetzel Lecheirus. Now, this Alocha also asks the Lechem Mishnah over there in the Rambam, that this is also a steer, because the Gemara over there in Kedushin is also, would be mashma, that should be toli obaha. It's the same shaila, do we look at the tongue of a person, do we look at this eva, is it called begolui, or is it called beseise? And if, according to the Rambam says this is enough to be called a balmum, so l'chayir you see in the Rambam, that it has aloha of a mum shebegolui, so why does the Rambam say, that it's einu yoytze l'chayirus? Explains the Meir Simcha in Oisameach, he says this is the same Yisoid again in the Shita of the Rambam. In our Sugya, all we need to see is the Nikah has to be noticeable in the outside that we can be called a Mum Shebegolui, that is called a Mumro. And for this, even the tongue is also, even though the actual Eva of the tongue is called the Eva Mibifnim, but it is already noticeable on the outside if it's taken away the Reiv HaMedaber Shebel Shoinoi, and therefore the Aloche with Amram Paskin, that this is called the Mum Shebegolui. But if you want to know the tongue itself, is the tongue itself called the Eva Mibifneim, or is it called the Eva Mibachutz? Is it like the Shen V'ayin on this Rambam holds, that it is called an Eva Shebifneim? And Memeila Legabe the Aloche of Eved, if it goes out free or not, this halacha has a halacha of Eved. We need to have Dumya de Shem Ve'ayin. That has to be the same as Shem Ve'ayin. And the Loshoin is different because the Loshoin is Be'emes Ha'iva Mibifnim. And Mamela, the Rambam Paskes halacha, the Eved, Einu Yoytze Lechirus. This is again with this difference that it's very different. Our Sugya, which we're discussing in Chus Mumin, which we need a Mum Shebegolui, and the Sugya in Kedushin, which is discussing the Ivorim, that the Eva has to be Begolui. And these are the two dinim, and these are the two ways the Rambam Paskens, the difference between Hilchas Bechirus and Hilchas Mumin and Hilchas Avodim Benegea the Dinim of Shem Ve'ayin. Moving now further on into the next sugya, in the Gemara in Mem Amud Aleph, the Gemara over here is discussing the Braisa, which says that Tana, the end of Lametes Amud Beis, Etzpa She'omru Echod Me'abo Betefach Shel Kol Odom, Rashi explains that there's different shir in Tfachim, the Gemara in Menachos, Mem Aleph Amid Beis, and the Gemara here tells us that the etzba, which we're referring to over here as Sha'amru, is Echod Mi'abo B'Tefach Shekol Odom, and the Gemara discusses Lema Hilchisa, what is the Aloch of here that has Aloch of etzba, Echod Mi'abo B'Tefach. Now this sugi over here in our Gemara of the Shia etzba, there's Yadua in the world, there's a very famous Machlokes between the two sizes and the two Shi'urim, which is named as the Shia of Reb Chaim Noe's Shia, which is the smaller Shia, and the Shia of the Chazon Ish, which is known as the bigger Shia. The two Shi'urim, Be'emes, everything depends and everything starts from our Sugya, which is one of the Mekoris for the Machlokes. And the Shaila is on the exact Shia of the Etzba, like the Gemara says over here by us, that the Shia of the Tefach is actually four Etzbois. So we're going to have to work out L'chatchila, the Shia of the Etzba, and from that we'll be able to work out times it by four, we'll get to the Shia of the Tefach. Reb Chaim Noe says, holds that the Shia of the Etzba is around 2 centimeters, and therefore he says that the Shia of the Tefach is times four, he gets to 8 centimeters, and Memela the Amor, which is 4, 6 Tfachim, he gets to the Shia of the Amor, 48 centimeters. The Chazon Ish's Shia of the Etzba is actually a bit bigger, it's 2.4, and Memela he says that the Shia of the Tefach is 9.6, and the Shia of the Amor is 57.6. This all depends on our Sugya, which we say over here, the Gemara says, the Alocha, that the Din of the Tefach is actually 4 Etzbois, and the Machlikas is how exactly do we define the Etzba, and this depends on the Machlikas of Yishonim, Tosis brings this down, in Menachos Mem Aleph Amid Beis, Divrei HaMashchil Arba Begudel, the Motcha over there, Mubarichas, in Alochas Ketanos, in Simen Tov Tov Kuf Mem Ches, brought down in the Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Tzitzis, in Simen Yud Aleph, Sukkot and Hay, the Mishabri over there is Marich. The Shaila is exactly where do we measure the Shia of the Etzba. Do we measure the Etzba itself? He has a few places. He has a place where he's wider, places where he's not so wide. And this is the Machlokes, exactly where to measure the Shia. And this is the Machlokes Begudel, where the Shia gets measured. And this is the Machlokes between the Mandomim. And this is brought down the Tzlach Chazadeya in Psochen Kufte Zayin on the base like the Chazon Ish. But it is known in the world as the Machlokes of Chaim Noah's Shia and the Chazon Ish. And Reb Chaim Noah says that the Shia is only 2 centimeters. Mashenkin Akun Chazon Ish is 2.4. And this is the difference in the sizes when we're discussing in Hilchas Etzbois, Tfochim, and Amos. Now the Rambam in Hilchas Sefer Torah in Peik Tes Aloch Etes, the Rambam is Mashma over there. The Rambam says that the Shia is like the Shia of Zayin Sa'uris, Zubit Tzad Zubit Doichik, which the Achrinim explain over there, the Nisikelim on the Rambam, that the Rambam's Shia is like the smaller Shia, that the Rambam comes out that the Amo is also like around 46, a bit less than Reb Chaim Noah's Shia of 48. This according to the Rambam of the Shia of Zayin Sa'ir, Zubit Tzad Zubit Doichik, which will come out that his Shia of Etzba is even less than 2 centimeters. This will be like Reb Chaim Noah's Shia, and not like the Chazon Ish of 2.4, and the Ma'arich on the Shita of the Rambam over there in Hilchos Sefer Torah. Now, there's a very important, a very interesting Nekud of the year mentioned in the Kuntres HaShiurim from Rebbe Chonon Karnofsky in Chelek HaYisofis in Simen Sifkot and Tes. He points out a very interesting Nekud over here in our Gemara. The Gemara over here brings down a Mishnah in Kelim, which tells us that Shtei Amois Hoyu B'Shushan Abiro Achas Al Kerem Mizrochis Tzfoinis V'Achas Al Kerem Mizrochis Jerimis. And the Gemara says that there were two Amois. One was Yisiru al Shemoshe Chatzi Etzba, and one was Yisiru al Moshe Etzba Sholem, a whole Etzba. Rashi explains that Shtei Amois, Hoyu B'Shushan Abiro, does not mean in Shushan Abiro, it means in the Beis HaMikdosh. There was a place called Shushan Abiro, says Rashi, this was actually Yitzia, She'osu al Shar Mizroch, and this was a place called the Shushan Abiro, and over there, in this place, in this Lishko, there were placed these two Amois. Rashi, even here is Mashma, that it was on the Shar Mizrochi of the Azorah, in the Mishnah Midas at the beginning, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, would be Mashma, that this is referring to the Shar Mizrochi of the Har Abayis. The Shash already points this out in Psochim, Peivov and Medalef. But Al Koponim, this is a place in the Lishko, in the Beis HaMikdosh, which was called Shushan Abiro. The Gemara explains in Menachos, the reason, Tzadiches Amed Aleph, the reason why it was called Shushan Abiro, a few reasons given. One of the reasons, says the Gemara, was because Amos Malchus of Poros, they were under the Malchus of Poros in those days, and therefore they wanted to show that they'd be Machnia themselves to the Malchus of Poros, and they're Meshubah to them, therefore they called this place Shushan Abiro. Now, says Rabbi Chonon Kanovsky, with this we can explain very well why Dafke over here in Shushan Abiro, they placed these two amois, these two sticks, which were the shear of the Shtei Amois. One was Yisiru al Shemoyshe Chatzi Etzba, and one was Yisiru al Shemoyshe Etzba Sholim. Because if you go with the smaller shear, which we said is the shita of the Rambam, the Pashtus, that the shear of the Amo is around 46 centimeters, the one of Moshe Rabbeinu himself, the shear Shel Torah, will come out this shear. Now the Amo, there was an Amo in Poros also. The Poros, the Parsim, they also had the Amo of their own shear Amo, which is Mavur later on in the Sugyas, in the Gemara and Daf Nun, by the Matbeos, also in their Sforim, they say that the shear of their Amo was actually 48.77 centimeters. This was the shear of their Amo. If we make the Cheshbon, it comes out that there's actually a Etzba, Kimat, a Etzba difference between the smaller shear Amo of Shel Torah of the Rambam, which is 46 centimeters, Mashenkin, the Amo of their Amo of Poros. They also had an Amor, but their Amor was actually an Etzpa bigger, which was 48.77. Memela, one can say that the reason why Dafke, they placed it in this place, in Shushan Abiro, because this was the Lishko, which they said on this, that this was to show that the Imas Malchus Aleim, that they're not coming to argue with the Melech, and they be machnia themselves to the Melech, and over here, Dafke, in this place, they placed the extra Amor, which was Yisera al Shemusha Etzba Sholim, which this Amor had in actually, was exactly the same measurement of the Amor which they used to use in Poros, which was the Amor, the bigger Amor. So even though they knew that in the Beis HaMikdosh, they're actually using the smaller Amor, but they wanted to show that there is a halacha of the Amor, which the Gemara says by us, Shali Yovel Yedei Me'ila, which is also another raya, another achnor to the Malchus of Poros, which fits very well with this Lashon of the Gemara. That's the reason why they called the Lashon of Shushan Abiro, Laharo is Sheish Lam Imas Malchus Poros Aleyen, and then be Machnia himself to this Malchus Poros. This is an interesting way of explaining why Dafke over here in Shtei Amos Hoyu, Dafke B'Shushan Abiro, because it was actually the same size of the Amo of the Parasim, which the Parasim used to use in their measurements, which they had actually a bigger Amo, Yisera al Shemoshe Etzba. This is explained by Kuntas Ashurim, it's very Marich, from Reb Chonon Kanovsky in Chelek HaYisofes, like we said in Sivkot and Tes. Now moving further on into the Mishnah, in the middle of the Omer, the Gemara brings down the Mishnah, Bal Chomish, Raglayim, Oishein Lo Yalo Sholosh, Vesheraglov Klutois Kshel Chamor, Vashochul, Vakosul, it says the Mishnah, Ezel Shochul, Shenishmeto Yerichoi, and Kosul is Achas Mirichois Gevoyos. Now the Gemara over here, and we'll be discussing now soon in the Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemara, the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos, there's a few chidushim which you only find over here in Bechiras Daf Mem, very big chidushim in Hilchos Treifos of Nishmeto Yerichoi, and Bichlal, a Yesodus Digger, Nekud over here, which the Achronim take out from Tosfos, and for this we'll be Makdim over here, we'll start with the Divrei Rashi, which Rashi explains in Divrei Maschil Shenishmeto Yerichoi. The Mishnah over here tells us that if you have a behemoth, Shenishmeto Yerichoi is a Balmum. Rashi explains that Be'emes, the mission over here, is only discussing behemoths which are Balmum and the Apostle of Mizbeach. But we're not referring to behemoths which are Trefer, which have a psul even for Chulin, even for any behemoth, any person is not allowed to go and eat such a behemoth. Says Rashi, this is the Gemara's Redi Medaik, that over here Bal Kochoch, the Mishnah, is only referring to someone, so a behemoth who's a Balmum. And Rashi asks, Al-Khira, the behemoth, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, the Shochul, which the Gemara explains, the Mishnah says, Ezel Shochul Shenishmeto Yerichoi, says Rashi L'Chira, if it's dislocated, the Yerech of the Behemah is Shof Miduchte, came out of its place, and it's not in the right position, it was dislocated, the Mishnah says, in Chulin Daf Nundale Domet Beis, the Gemara over there discusses it, that Shof Miduchte is one of the Trefus. Memela asks Rashi, L'chira, this mum of the Gemara is not just a mum, L'chira it's a trefa also, because the Gemara says, Chulin Ashof Miduchte, a dislocated foot, is also called a trefa. Says Rashi, one has to say that the difference is that the Gemara in Chulin is discussing a case of Yakein Nive, the veins and the sinews over there connecting the leg of the behemah to the gufa behemah were also yakil, they're all moldy and all rotten, and mamela, this is called the trefa, because not just the dislocation of the foot, of the etzem, of the bone, but all the way around him was yakil nive, Masha'inkin, in our Mishnah, we're discussing a case of lo yakil nive, the foot. The only problem was the etzem was dislocated, the bone itself came out of position, but everything else, the bosa and the nive, the sinews around him, the gidim, everything was fine, and Mamela, this is the reason why he's not a trefer, and he's only a balmum. Now, Tosfos Divamaschah Shenishmato Yurecha, he asks on Rashi, that this is very good, according to the Man D'Omer over there in Chulin, who says that we need to have the trefus of also needs Iakil Nive, he also has to make sure that the Nive are ruined. Masha'inkin is a Man D'Omer, says Tosfos over there, Tosfos Gurus like this over there in the Gemara, that there's a Machlokes about this point, and there's a Man D'Omer who holds that even Lo Iakil Nive is also a trefer from the mere fact that the bone itself is dislocated, the Erech, was Nishmato, this alone is enough to be called a trefer. Mamela would get back Rashi's question that Lechira, the trefers over here in the Mishnah, is also a trefer for Chulin, not just a Balmum, the Mizbeach. Mamela says Tosfos, a very sigger point. Says Tosfos to answer Rashi's question that the reason why over here Nishmato Yurecha is not called a trefer is because we're discussing a Behema which was Nivro Kach Nishmetes Kain Mitchilas Briyoso. He Lechatchilo was born this way. It wasn't a normal, regular behemah that later on he became a nishmat ha-yurecha, his foot was dislocated, because then behemah is a trefer, and even lo yakil nive, according to one man d'orma. Masha'inkin over here, we're discussing a behemah which was like this, mitchilas b'yosoy, this was the way he was born l'chatchila, that was in a matzav of nishmat ha-yurecha, Mamela says, this is a chidush, this is not enough to be called a trefer. And Mamela, this is what the Mishnah says, that he's called a Balmum enough that he shouldn't be makriv him al gabi amizbeach. So it's mavur in Tosfos, that even though we know in Gemara Chulin, there's a trefus of shof miduchte, if a foot is dislocated, this is a problem, it's a trefer. But says Tosfos, if lechatchila the behemah was born this way, it's not a trefer. Now, behemah is a very big chiddush la'alocha. The Gemara in Chulin, daf mem gimel amud aleph, brings down many different kinds of trefus we find. The Gemara gives a remez, don chonak nefesh, and there's many different kinds of trefers which are given over there in Chulin, and in Tosfos is mavur that the trefers of shof miduchte is only if it happens after he was already born, but if he was born this way, it is not called a trefer. Now, the trefers which is negeah to handle over here by us in the sugya, are the trefers over there in Chulin, which are the trefers of netula and chasura and shvura. There's a trefus over there mentioned of Nutula. Sometimes we find the words of Nitel Ha'iva, Nitel Oreya, Nitel, which is a Lashon, the trefus of Nutula, taken away. Then there's a trefus called the trefus of Chasura, it is missing. And then we have a trefus of Shvura, which is broken. The Rambam and the Rashba have a very big machlokes to be magdi, to define the difference between the trefus of Nutula and the trefus of Chasura. The Rambam has a shita in Shchita, in Perik Ches Halacha Chof Dalet, says the Rambam, the Halacha, that there's a very fundamental difference between the trefus of Netula and the trefus of Chasura. The trefus of Netula needs to have a trefus of a Netila Biodaim. It actually has to be taken away, but Poyel has to be taken away, and not if he was born originally over like this, he was missing part of it, this Eva. If the Eva is only a trefus because of Netula, that we'll find in the Mishnayis and in the Gemaras, that the trefus is a nitel, then the halacha is that only if it's taken away by odayim, then he becomes a trefer. But if he's born like this, mitchilosoi, from the beginning, then he's not a trefer, because he needs to be called a netula, only if he's a maisa netila by odayim. Says the Rambam, if the trefus is a trefer of chasura, then if it's missing, then even if it's missing, mitchilas b'yosoi, from originally, from when he was born, this is also enough to be called a trefer. This is the shita of the Rambam, that there's a difference between the Tula and Chasura, and the Tula is only b'yodayim, and Chasura is even if he was born, mitchilas b'yosoi. Masha'inkin and Rashba, a few times in Toras Habayis, Memheir Medalef, other places also, he disagrees, and he says even though we find in the Gemara different Lashonis, that sometimes it's called a Netula, sometimes called a Chasura, but it's all the same trefus, and there's no difference, and wherever it's going to be, it's always going to be a trefer, even if he was born, Mitchilas B'riyosoi, he's also going to be called a trefer. Now, this trefus of Shof Miduchte, which we're discussing by us, of Nishmato Yurichoi, we said earlier, the Gemara in Chulin, Nundalen, Domed Beis, says that this is a trefus of a normal behemoth Chulin, the Gemara over there in Chulin is Mavur, that the reason why he's called a Treifer is because of Netula. The Gemara says over there that Damyal in Netula, this is similar to the Treifers of Netula. Because since the Eva of the Behemoth is dislocated, we look at it as if it's taken away. And Mamila, this is the Treifers because it's Damyal in Netula. This is what the Gemara explains. This is the Treifers of a Shof Miduchte, of a Nishmata Yerechai. Mamela, if we want to go now and clear Shaila La Locha, what would be the din of a Nishmata Yerechai Mitchilas Priyosoi? The Behemoth originally was born, Lechatchila, he never had a Yerech in place, his foot was always dislocated. Is this also going to be enough to be called a Treifer? Now, since the Gemara, as we said, says in Chulin that the Treifers is a Treifers of Netula, Mamela, this will depend on the machlikas of the Rambam and the Rashba. According to the Rambam, we hold that Netula is only if it's Netula biodayim, then since he was born this way, he is not a Treifer. Mashenkin, according to the Rashba, any single time when it is missing, even if it's a chasura, even if he was born this way, it is also enough to be called a Treifer, and therefore a Shof Miduchte, Mitchilas Biyoso, is also going to be called a Treifer. This is a machlikas between the Rambam and the Rashba, which should come out, Benegea, the Aloch of Shof Miduchte. Now this Aloch, as we said, is Mefurish by us in Toisves. Toisves says La Aloche, that our Mishnah is discussing a Behemah which was born mitchilas b'riyosoi with a nishmata yerechai, and says Tosfos, this is the reason why the Behemah is not called a Treifer. He's only called a Balmum, he's only Pasul HaMizbeach, but he's going to be kosher l'chulin because he's not called a Treifer. So you see Mefurish in Tosfos that in order to have this psul of netula, which the Gemara says in Chulin, needs to be a Maisa Netila b'yodayim, says a Prichodosh in Simchav Tes, Sivkotin Hei. So to later on in Siman Nun Hei Sivkotin Yud, that this is a Mefurish HaTosfos, like the Shitta of the Rambam. We said the Rambam holds that the Din of Treifus of Netula needs to have a Maisa Netila Biodaim, actually Bepoyel has to be taken away, not if it's born like this, Bintchilas Biyosoi. Said Mamela, the Treifus of Shof Miduchte, which we find in the Gemara Chulin, is also included under the category of Treifus of Netula, will actually need to have a Maisa Netila Biodaim, and if we'll be born this way, it will not be enough. Mamela Tosfos by us, who is Mefurish and Mekoy to the Shit of the Rambam. Because according to the Rashba, who holds that even for the Treifus of Netula, it is also enough if it's born Mitchilas B'yosoi, is also going to be a Treifer, is going to hold that the Treifus of Shof Miduchte is also going to be a Treifer, even though it's Mitchilas B'yosoi. The Plesi in Siman Nun, Sivkotin Hei, he is Mechiach from different Tosfos all over Chulin. Also, he brings a Mefurish Tosfos in Chulin Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, Divrei Maschil Dilma, that says the Plesi is Mavur, that Shitta Satosis is Bemes, like the Shitta of the Rambam, and this is very well with our Tosfos, which Prichodosh brings down, that this is a Raya from our Tosfos to the Shitta of the Rambam. So Bemes, we have here over here, you say this thing a din, that Tosfos learns, we're talking about a case where it was Nishmatom Mitchilas B'yosoi, and as we explained, that this is Bemes Tolui on the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. In the Treifus of Netula, what will be the Alocha if it's not Nitil B'yodayim, but it is only Mitchilas B'yosoi, Tosfos Mavur, it's not Treifer. This is like the Shitta of the Rambam, Mashing in the Kunt of the Rashba, Tosfos is not going to be right, and the Alocha is that our Mishnah, his Behemoth is going to be a Treifer. Now, Behemoth, it's worth pointing out that even though we mentioned, the Gemara in Chulin tells us that this Treifus of a dislocated Yerech is included in the Treifus of Netula, but the Pashtus of the Rambam in Shechita Perik Yud will be Mavur that the Treifus is included in the category of Shvura, of a broken bone, just like a bone which is broken, so to a dislocated Yerech is also included in Shvura. The Kesemishn over there is Medayik in the Rambam, the Shof Miduchte is a Shvura. The Kesemishn is in Perik Yud, Alochetes, that the Shitta of the Rambam is a Shof Miduchte, has Aloch of Shvura. Memela, if you would go like this and say that Tosfos also holds so, that the Treifus over here would be the Treifus of a Shvura, then, according to the Treifus of Shvura, would be no Rai anymore to the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba, which they're discussing the Treifus of Netula. Mashenke in the Treifus of Shvura, over there, the Neudbuda explains in Kama Yerideya Simen Samachei, everyone agrees that you have to have a Maisha Shvura, has to be broken, B'meshech, the time during the Behemoth's life, not if originally it was born, that it was broken, L'chatchila. Mamela, says the Neidib Yehuda, if a behemoth will be born lechatchila with a shof miduchti, according to the Rambam, who holds that this is called a shavura, this is not enough to be called a trefer, because we need it to be a shvura and a shever, a break has to actually take place during the behemoth's life. It won't be enough if the behemoth lechatchila will be born broken, because then it wouldn't have a halacha of a shvura. We need to have a meiser shvira. So to the Ramban in Chulin Daf Nun Vav Amud Alef, it's mashma azilah, the Neidib Yehuda takes on that for the trefers of shvura, we need to actually have a meiser shvira, and it is not enough if he's born at zay b'tchilas b'yosei. So Mamelev, who would say that Tosfos by us, will learn also like the Rambam that the treifas of shof miduchtei of a dislocated yerech is included under the category of shvura, then we'll have no rai anymore to prove that Tosfos holds like the shita of the Rambam benegea the treifas of netula, because could be that Tosfos holds the treifas of shof miduchtei is actually a treifas of shvura. Now Be'emes is not so simple, because we said that the pashtus of the Gemara in Chulin Nundalin Amud Beis says Mefurish that the treifus over here of Shof Miduchte, the dislocated Yerech, is a treifus of Netula. So they ask already on the Rambam, Noi Sameach, in Chidush Yermei Simcha, in Chulin Nundalin Amud Beis, and the elders, they ask on the Rambam, how could the Rambam say that it is included under the treifus of Shvura, which is Lechiria Neged Gemara? And Yermei Simcha explains that Lechiria the Rambam understands that this will depend Gufa on the two man da'omim, if we need to have Yakil Nive or Lo Yakil Nive, like we explained before, the Machlikas Rashi and Tosfos, that is two deis over here, if the dislocation alone is enough to be called a trefer, or do we need to have even more? We need to have Yakil Nive, that the flesh and the bone, the sinews which are keeping the foot into place, they should be ruined, they should be rotten, or it is enough the dislocation by itself. Explains the Meir Simcha that one can say that the Gemara in Chulin, which tells us that it's a treifus of Netula, is going according to the Mando Omar that Lo Yakil Nive is a treifer. Memela, according to him, the Gemara says that this is a treifus of Netula. But if we hold, like the Rambam Bemes Paskins, that the treifus of Netula, the treifus of Shof Miduchte, is not enough the dislocation itself, we need to actually have Yakil Nive also, like the other Shash already points out by us in the Rashi, that we paskin like this, the Halacha, then Be'emes says, Yemei Simcha, one can say this is already included in a Shvura, in a broken, because the Yakil Nive, the foot, the Gidin, and the sinews which are keeping the foot into place are also ruined and also rotten, and Memela, we can look at it like a broken, totally broken, this is a Shvura, which the Rambam holds, the Rambam who paskins Yakil Nive. The Gemara, who says that it's only on a Tula, this is the Gemara according to the Manda Omar, that it is Lo Yakil Nive, is also enough to say that it is a Trefer, because we can look at him like a Netula. This is how Meir Simcha explains the Rambam and the Gemara, that in order to be called a Shvura, we need to have Yakil Nive also. Memela, getting back to our Tosfos, Tosfos over here is discussing the Manda Omar of Lo Yakil Nive. And Memela, this is a Mefurish Gemara, that Lo Yakil Nive is a Trefus of Netula. And Memela, as we said, it goes back to the Raya again in Tosfos, that Tosfos is Mavur, like the Prichadosh says in Tosfos, that since Tosfos says that this Trefus of Shof Miduchte is a Trefus only in the case where it happened later on in his life, but not if he originally was born so, mitchilas b'yosoi, will be muchach in Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that the treifus of Netula is a treifus, dafke if he does be a daim, and it happens later on in his life, and not if he's born so, mitchilas b'yosoi, like the shita of the Rambam. Because to say that Tosfos holds that the treifus of Shof Miduchte is included in Shvura, this is Shreya, because Tosfos over here is discussing the Manda Omar of Lo Yakil Nive, which is Mefurish in the Gemara, that this is a Netula. The reason why the Rambam says this is a Shvura is because the Rambam paskins like the other Manda Omar that we need also Yakil Nive. Memela, this is Lechira, summarize out the different treifus over here, and a big Chiddush in Tosfos, that Tosfos over here, Lechir is Mavur, like the Rambam, that the Trefus of Netula needs to have a Maisa Netila B'Yodayim, and if it's born so, Mitchilas B'Yosei, from originally, from when it's born, then it's not called the Trefus as Tosfos, and we discussed whether the Trefus of Shof Miduchte is actually a Trefus which is included in Netula, like the Pashas of the Gemara, or it is included in the Trefus of Shvur. So this is a brief summary over here, Benegea, the Chiddush in our Tosfos, a Chiddush Negedin, which we find Benegea Hilchas Trefus. Now moving a bit further on into the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna, the Gemara says, on this halacha of the Mishnah, Baal Chomish Reglayim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Lishonu Elo Shechosar V'Yese B'Yad. Avo B'Regel Trifin Am Yehave. Says Rav Huna, there's a difference. If the reason why he has five raglaim is because he has the extra one in the front, which is a chosar and a yeser biyad, or if it's beregel, if it's in the back feet of him, he has an extra foot, this is a yeser beregel, says Rav Huna, that if he has an extra foot, it's also a trefer and not just a balmum. And says Rav Huna, the reason is because this is a klal in the trefers of kol yeser, kenotul domi, we look at it as if it's missing. And Mamela, if he has a foot missing, it's a treifa. Now, over here, there's a very interesting Rashi, and the Mishkan is Yankiv in Simen Chof, he has a whole tshuva to explain the Loshen of Rashi in the Ramaschil Knotul Domi. Rashi explains that what would be the problem if actually one of the feet of the Behema is missing, the Gemara says, the klal of if he has extra foot, we have to look at it as if one of the feet is missing, kol yeser Knotul Domi. Says Rashi, what would be the problem if actually one of the feet of the Behema is missing? Why would he be called a treifa? Says Rashi, Knotul Domi, the reason is because a Behema shenot al yerech v'cholol shelo is an avela. This Rashi says itself that if it's missing, the whole yerech is missing, and part of the cholol also of the gufa Behema, of the actual body of the Behema, is also going to be missing, then he's going to be called an avela. The Shittim Kubetzes changes this to a treifa. This depends on the Gemara Chulin, in the first Perek. If he's called an avela, he's called a treifa. Then Rashi adds on another reason why he should be called a treifa. Says Rashi, V'kaimelon bebehima shenechtuchu ragleo minar kuvo lemailo, that he's a treifa. Another problem is, because if he's going to be missing his foot, then the halacha is that if he cut the foot off from minar kuvo lemailo, he's also going to be a treifa. And then Rashi ends with the third treifas, which we've been discussing till now, V'oid buka de atma t'shof miduchtei treifas. Says Rashi, is the third problem, because he's going to be a nishmat ha-yurechai, a shof miduchtei. This is a dislocated foot, which as we've been discussing till now, this is also called a treifa. Says the Mishkan Es Yankev, this is very interesting. Rashi tells us three different treifas over here, which could be in a case where the behemoth is missing his foot. Rashi starts off by telling us that he's a behemah shenita al yerech v'cholol shelo, and like we said, there's a tzad even that he's called a nevela. He's like called like a dead behemah. He's not even called a treifa. Then Rashi says he's cut his foot me'akuvo le'mailo is a treifa, and the third treifa is because he's a buka da'atma the shof miduchti. Asks the Mishkanes Yankev, what reason is there for Rashi to give all three different treifas? L'chir will be enough. Any one of the three is l'chir already enough to say that if a behema has a foot missing, and so too has extra foot, because of the klal of kol yeser k'notul domi, he automatically is going to become a treifa, because any one of the three reasons, why does Rashi have to give us three different treifas? Explains the Mishkanes Yankev, a very sadistic pshat in Rashi, and he says that Rashi is coming to tell us that is no difference where the foot is actually the extra foot of this behema who's a bal chomesh raglayim, where this extra foot is connected to the behema. Because, says Rashi, wherever the foot is going to be, and we're going to say that this foot is missing from the place where he's mechuba to, where he's actually connected to, wherever it's going to be is going to be a treifa. Because if it's all the way up into the gufa behema, then he's actually going to be a nital yerech v'cholol shelo, and then he's actually even could be an avela, but he could be a treifa. This is if it's in a case where the foot is actually coming out from right at the top into the cholol abeima, then he becomes an avela also, according to one man the Oma. Then Rashi says that even if he's not connected all the way to the top, but the extra foot is coming out further down on the mi'akuva le'mailo from the nian above, which will be enough to say that if it's missing is a problem of nechtuchu ragleo min arkuvo lemailo. Then Rashi says that even if it's in a place by the shof miduchte, by the dislocation, when it's coming out of the bone, then it's also going to be a problem because he's a shof miduchte, which is also the problem, like we said earlier, of nishmat ha-yurecha is a three treifas. Mamela says Mishkan Es Yankev, even though they're out of the order, but Al-Koponim Rashi is coming to tell us that wherever the foot is coming out, this extra foot, that we have a halacha on this extra din, that we have to look at him as if he's missing, then we actually look at the foot missing from the place of where it's connected to. And therefore, if it's connected higher up, he has a treifas of nevela. of Nitaliach v'cholosheloh, a bit further down, by the actual hole of Bukad Atma, the Shof Miduchte, then it'll be the Trefus of Nishvetoy Yerechoy, and a bit further down, he'll have the problem of Mir Akuva Ola Mailo, which is a problem actually because of the Temes Hagidin, like the Gemara says in Chulin Ayin Vav Amed Aleph, this is the Trefus of Behemah Shenechtuchu Yagleo, Min Akuva Ola Mailo, and Mamela says in Mishkin Yankiv, actually is teaching us that this halach of Yesek and Notul is not just a din that we say that the foot is the keilu is not here. Wherever the new foot, the extra foot, is actually joined onto the foot of the behemah, we say that we look at this extra piece, kemisha einoi, from where it is mechubah to, and the higher it is, the worse of the trefis is going to get. And this is the halacha which Rashi is telling us. Memela says in Mishkan Yankiv, achidush la halacha, that if we have a behemah who has an extra piece coming out, an extra foot coming out, min arkuva ulamato, further down, right at the end of the foot, he has an extra piece coming out, another foot. In this case, we're not going to say he's a trefer at all, because as Rashi tells us, the trefers of Yesek and Notul, that we look at it as if we take away the foot, is all tolui, always depends on where actually the foot is coming out from, where it's connected to. Memela, Rashi tells us, only min akuva lemailo, there is going to be a trefus, because he's like a halacha of nechtecho ragleo min akuva lemailo. But if it's joined and it's connected, this extra foot only further on, further down, on the bottom half of the bone, and this is min akuva lemato, then be'emes, even if we're going to say kenotul domi, even if we're going to take it away from the behemah, it also won't be a trefer, because the halacha is, I mean, our kuva lamato is not a trefer, and therefore the halacha is going to be that this behemah is going to be a kosher, and he's not going to be a trefer. Memela, the whole din of Yesek and Notl, of the Mishnah of Balchomish Aglaim, of Evhunas din, of Lishonu, that in a case where he has extra foot, which we say that he's a trefer, is only in a case where it's connected higher up, min akuva lamailo, or even further up, Bukad Atma, or even into the Chol Shelah, but whereas it's further down, says Mishkan Yankiv, Alocha Lemaisa, that this behemah is not going to be a trefer, and he takes this out from our Rashi, who gives us actually three different trefers, because they always we have to see where the connection of this extra foot is taking place, and only from there we say that he's a notul, and Mamela, min akuva lemato, his behemah is going to be kosher. This is a chiddush of the Mishkan Yankiv in Yeridea, Simichov, taken out from our Rashi in Bechoris Daf Mem. I'm moving further on in Amud Beis, the Mishnah. On Mem Amud Beis, the Mishnah tells us, Halacha of Oizen Agdi, Hoysok Fula, doubled over ear, Omri Chachomim, Bizman Shu Etzem Echod is a mum. Bizman Shu Einboy Etzem, Einu mum. Rashi of Yeh explains that the Behem is a very interesting Halacha. The din is that in a case where he has a doubled over ear, in a case where he only has one Etzem, there's only one Tnuch, one Etzem, one bone of the ear, says the Mishnah, this is a mum. Mashenkein, if a case where it's tnuchim muvdonin, if he has two separate ears and each one has its own etzem, then it is not a mum. And Rashi says on this v'taima lo'nis parishli, he hasn't been explained this reason why there's a difference in the case of etzem echod, where it is a mum. Mashenkein, in the case where he has two atzomois, where it's two tnuchim, then it is not a mum. And Be'emes, the Tesis Yontov points out, so to the Mari Kokos, in Bias Mikdosh, in Perik Zayin, Alochi Gimel, they point out that Be'emes, the Svara should be Faket, should be the exact opposite. That if it's one bone and it's only folded over the skin, then one can say that you can look at it like one big ear, and Mamela should not be a mum. Mashenkin, in a case where he has two bones, he has two Tnuchim, Uvdolin, two separate ears, this should be more of a reason why he should be called a mum. And in the Mishnah, and in the Breitza Mum Mefurish, it's Mefurish, like Rashi explains, that the case where he's a mum is when it's only one etzem. But if he has two atzomis, two separate tnuchim, then it is not a mum. This is the reason we have to understand, says Rashi, v'taima lo yisparishli, why should the halacha be like this? L'chorim misvorah is exact opposite. And be'emes, the Rambam himself, over there in Bias Mikdosh, in Perek Zayin halacha Gimel, he paskins l'halacha, the exact opposite of Rashi. And the Rambam says, im yesh lo tnuch echod, einoy mum, if he only has one tnuch, then it is not a mum. Mashenkin says the Rambam, based tnuchim, if he has two, then it is a mum, which is the svara should be that way, that the more bone and he stands on its own, then the more of a mum it should be. And the Rambam says, only case where he has one etzem, one tnuch, then it is not a mum. The Mari Kokos says of Al Kolchoch, the Rambam must have had a different girsa over here in the Gemara, a different girsa in the Breisa, because in our Mishnah and our Breisa, it's Mefurish Faket, like Rashi explains. the Beis Yosef is very ma'arich, and he says that it could be that the Rambam learned, even according to our Gersa, the Rambam understands what the Mishnah says, Bizman Shu Etzem Echod, does not mean that together they are one. Bizman Shu Etzem Echod means that he himself has his own Etzem. And the Sefer of the Mishnah, Bizman She'ein Boy Etzem, means he doesn't have his own Etzem on its own, and Einu Mum, because together they have one Etzem together. Mamela, this is the way the Rambam took out from the Mishnah, the exact opposite of Rashi, and the Rambam holds that in a case where he has one bone together, then it is not a Mum, and only in a case where he separates so much that each one has its own Etzem, then it is called a Mum, the exact opposite of Rashi. To explain, the Mishnah, like Shitas Rashi, says a Chazon Ish, in Simachov Heis, if gotten Tesvov, that we have to say that even though we know that Svar L'Chayri should be that the more separate the ears are, that each will have their own Etzem, should be more of a Mum. But Chazal L'Kiveya, the Gedoyim of Mumin, that it's totally on Mumra, whatever looks worse off, and whatever is more Mechua, whatever is more despicable, this is what creates, and what is called in Halacha, in Dine Torah, what is called a Mum. And the Mela says, Chazal knew that in a case where you have one Oizen Kfula, which only has one Etzem, this is even more Mechua, and this is the reason why it's called a Mum. Mashenkin, if he has two separate, this is not so bad, and therefore is not included in the Mum Ra of the Torah, and this is the reason why, according to Rashi, in the case of Etzem Echod, it is a Mum. Mashenkin, Shnei Atzomois, and Shnei Tnuchim Muvdolin, it is not called a Mum. Now Rashi says that why do we say that this Oizen, that he has two Oznaim, in the case where he has two Atzomis, two Tanuchim Uvdolin, why do we say that this Behemah is not Balmum? What is the difference between what we learned earlier in the case where the Behemah has five Reglaim, says the Mishnah, this is called a Balmum? What is the difference if he has 2 feet or if he has 2 ears? Says Rashi, we have to say, Dahai Oizen Besoich Oizen in Inire Kolkach. It is not so noticeable, and therefore it is not a Mum Mitzad Atzmoi in the case where he has two, where the Oizen Metoich Oizen is Tenuchim Uvdolin. Now the Chazish over there in Simachof Hei points out that we have to say, even though Rashi says in a Nikah Kolkach, of course this Mum is a Nikah, because he's a Mum Shebegolui, otherwise he won't be called Bichlal in the Parsha of Mumin over here, if Etzem Echod or Shnei Atzomois, but Rashi just means that he's not so bad, and therefore in Hilchus, Mum Shebegolui, it is not like the Alocha of the Mishnah before, of Hei Aglaim. Now Rabbi Kveiga over here in the Mishnayis, in the Tosfos Rabbi Kveiga, he asks a different question than Rashi. Rashi asks that why is it not Balmum, just like the Chomesh Reglaim? But says Rabbi Kveiga, we can ask that besides the din of Mum, why does he not have a psul of Chosa? Because we learned earlier in the Gemara of Huna's Alocha, that any time he's called Yeser Kachosa Domi. If Huna used this din for the Hilchus Treifus, that this is the reason why in Chomesh Reglaim the Behemah becomes a Treifer. But says Rabbi Kveiga, we can apply the same klal of Rav Huna, that whenever he has extra, something extra, extra Eva, we say the klal of Kol Yeser, Kachos Adomi. Mamela says Rabbi Kveiga, why don't we say over here, that since he has extra ear, and a chanami, it's not so noticeable, he's not called a Balmum, but L'chaya, we should say the klal of Kol Yeser, Kachos Adomi. And Mamela, since he's missing a ear, he should be a psul of Chosa, that he's missing in the din of Tomim Yeh L'Rotzin, he should not be kosher L'Gabi Mizbeach. So even though we're going to say that he's not a Balmum, because he's not L'Maisa, not Nika Kolkach, like Rashi says, and we won't be able to shecht him in the Bechori, we won't be able to shecht him Bachutz, but Al-Koponim, he should be posel on the Mizbeach, because he should have the din of Yeser Kachosa. And says the Bikvega, a big chidush, the Enechanami, one can say that the mission of years is only teaching us the Halacha, Benegea Mumin in Hilchus Bechoris, and also to be over the Parsha of Mumin, that you have a lav if you makiv the Behemah al-Gabi ha-Mizbeach. Masha'in Kain, if you want to know, if you're allowed to be makiv, if you have a mitzvah asay, if you're over the asay of Tomim Yeh L'Rotzin, says the Bikvega and the Chanami, even in a case where he has 2 ears, which have 2 separate tenuchim, which Rashi says, this is not enough to be called a Mum, but he still has the klal of Yeser Kachosar, and Mamela is going to be missing in the din of Tomim Yiel Yotzin, which has the halacha of Chisorim Mibifnim, which the Gemara discussed earlier, and over here the Chisorim is Chisorim Mibachutz, and therefore it's definitely going to be called a parsha of Chisorim, and Mamela he's not kosher akrova, and the Mishnah doesn't mean to say that this behemah is kosher akrova, it just means that he is not called a Mum, and Mamela is not called in the parsha of Mumin to Shechtim Bachutz, Bayer Bachur, and he's have a lav in the case of a different behemoth, but al koponim is not going to be kosher akrova. This is a chinush of a bikveiga that in the case of two oznaim, he still has the problem of yesek achosa. In Tiferes Yerushalayim, in the Sefer of Yonah Mishnais, he has a big arichas to explain why maybe one can argue with this svar of Ibkveiga and say the din of Yeser Kechosa does not apply over here in the case of the Oznaim. It is different than other Ivorim, which we find is klal, like the Gemara says earlier, by the feet, and by Tchoil and Kloyes, which we find in the Gemara Chulin. But Anshein came by the Oznaim, he says svaris, why, which Ivorim have this klal of Yeser Kechosa. And the argues on Rebbe Kveiga, that Rebbe Kveiga takes on that every Eva we can have this klal of Yesek Achosa, and Mamela Rebbe Kveiga takes on in our Mishnah, the Behemoth, this Behemoth, is going to be possible Akrova, even though he's not actually a Balmum. A Chiddush, which Rebbe Kveiga says over here, in a case where he has two Oznaim, by Hoiso, Oznoi, Hagdi, Kfulo.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.